Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Virgin Radio this morning between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Now, of course, there's only one place to start, and that's by looking back at last night's Premier League action as Arsenal went back to the top of the table after beating Wolves. We took your calls after the game on the Sports Bar Weekend with Adam Catchell and Adebayo Akinfenwa.
This remarkable record in the Premier League away from home goes on for Mikel Arteta's team. But most importantly, after going out of the Champions League on Wednesday night, fast forward 72 hours or so, and Arsenal are back on top of the Premier League.
Our egos was a bit touched, and we have to make a point, and we have to make a point on the pitch, standing up and making an impact, and I thought we've done that in a really convincing way.
2-0 winners here at Wolverhampton Wanderers with a goal in each half.
We cannot forget the run that we are in since December, which is unbelievable in this league to do what we are doing. And you're still not top. Today we are top because they haven't played yet, so we will see how that ends. But we need to continue with that level of determination. The hunger is there. I can see in the eyes of the players that they really want it.
There's 5 games to go. If we win all our games, I think we're going to do it, you know.
Everyone had written us off, to be honest. I think a lot of Arsenal fans as well, there's been quite a lot of infighting. Like, I get the feeling that it's not just externally, but internally, people have sort of given up. And I just don't think that's the way these things work, you know. We came out there, and that was a really hard-fought 3 points.
This season, you've seen a different Arsenal. You've seen a maturer Arsenal. And that's what it was. It was a testing week. But then today, it just looked like, of course, all eyes were on them, all pressure. And it was just a professional performance. I don't think they were scintillating. I don't think they blew them away. Mm. But I think it's more worrying how calm and professional they were.
City, a season back. I don't see them dropping points. I just think they've been there before and they know what they're doing.
Manchester City are not bang at it. They're not absolutely flying. There's a couple of lads that are just a little bit off the pace. And you never know, Brighton next Thursday, difficult one away from home. They've got 4 away games in their last 6, City.
I'm just delighted. And even though, you know, the hope's there, but I think Man City will drop points, but I don't think we'll win the rest of our games.
It's not over until the fat lady sings, and I cannot hear a peep right now.
Well, Manchester City and Liverpool do have games in hand, and City remain in the driving seat. It's Arsenal who are back a point clear at the top of the Premier League as they seek a first title for 20 years. It has finished. Wolves 0, Arsenal 2.
We have to win Tuesday. We have already done the job today, and Tuesday will be a different one. Let's go for it.
TalkSport Daily.
Elsewhere yesterday, Man City, of course, booked their place in the FA Cup final after beating Chelsea 1-0 with a late goal. The game, of course, was live on TalkSport. Here's the reaction from both managers now and the former Chelsea defender, Scott Minto.
What we know is that Manchester City have bounced back from shootout shock to knock Chelsea out of the FA Cup and revive their hopes of a double.
What they had done today is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in a group of players, because 120 minutes against Madrid, no physicality, emotionally. The day after recovery, yesterday in the morning, just say hi. Nothing, you can prepare absolutely anything. I don't understand how we survive.
I'm happy in the way that we are evolving. The team is not matching the history of the club, but I think the team
that we need to assess the team in a different way, not to comparing with Chelsea history. I think the evolution is good.
I think that almost sums up Chelsea's season, really, doesn't it? Created a lot of chances, a lot of big chances. They're higher in the expected goals today than City were, and yet City come out winners.
The manner of it may not have been perfect, but they got the job done.
I don't understand. It's for the health of the players, for the spectacle. I don't understand how we survived today. People cannot imagine how punching our face, you know, to be out for the Champions League in the way we are out. Why don't give us one more day for the health of the players to arrive on Sunday? Because Coventry, Chelsea and Man United, they don't play in Champions League, they don't play Europa League, they don't play in the midweek. For broadcasters, okay, don't ask me after to do extra things because we're not going to do it. So it's unacceptable.
It's about to take the positive things and try to build, you know, the thing in areas that we need to improve. And now is a time to finish the season in the best way and then to see how we can, you know, be better.
It's unsustainable. They have to push the players, let's go, I have to perform for our fans, for our prestigious, for the club. How? I don't have courage. I don't have... And we talk with the UEFA, FIFA. Oh, yeah. Okay. More World Cups, more teams and European Cups.
De Bruyne pulls it through the area. Bernardo Silva is at the back post and he doesn't miss this time. And after the treble fell off track, the double comes into sharp focus again for Manchester City.
Guys, I'm right? So it's common sense. I'm not asking something special or privilege. These guys are an example. We don't complain. But I want to protect all my players.
Steps up, left foot, it's through the wall and it takes a little nick and it goes past the post. And they're absolutely incandescent, the Chelsea players. They thought that took a nick and went out for possibly not only a corner, but maybe a handball.
How can VAR not see it? I just don't get it. I don't want to go down that route of blaming officials, really. But the VAR should not make that mistake. It's a clear deflection. It's hit his arm. He's 10 yards away. It's a penalty.
My opinion is why we have the VAR. I said to the referee, you need to go and check because I don't want to say nothing wrong. I think it was a clear penalty.
It's finished at Wembley in the FA Cup semi-final. Manchester City 1, Chelsea 0.
I do this for the players. My players and for the players. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
TalkSport Daily.
And a reminder, live on TalkSport later this afternoon, we're bringing you the second FA Cup semi-final as Manchester United take on Coventry at Wembley.
Feeling gave me the ball. I had three touches and scored in the far corner, and the rest is history. We got to that cup final.
Manchester United are at Wembley. The winning goal scored by a man, Mark Robbins.
Ball inside the area for Sims for Wright. Oh, they've won it! They've won it! Coventry have won it! That is the most extraordinary FA Cup fight back you could ever wish to see.
Yeah, we look forward to it, I think. You know, significant challenge, top team, top players.
Manchester United make it through to the semi-finals.
How do we go to beat Coventry City? And it's all about this, and for the rest is for later.
The second time we've been to a semi-final of an FA Cup, and this isn't a game where you're going to win a trophy, but it's a significant game. It's played at the National Stadium.
United unable to defy the odds or deny the neighbours.
There will be success.
Who says this isn't the best domestic cup football competition in the world?
Join Adrian Durham and Jim Proudfoot and the former Coventry defender Stuart Pearce. Yeah, he did, Google it. With all the build-up from 2 p.m. ahead of the 3:30 kickoff. Ahead of the game, Coventry owner Doug King joined White and Jordan on TalkSport.
I'm feeling excited, of course. It's looming. So, excitement's building here in Coventry, and I said I wanted a cut run. We were a little bit disappointed last year when the Hollywood boys and girls came up and took us out in the third round. And here we are in the semi-final. So I know the guys are up for it. It's hugely exciting for our city. It's obviously more international. It's more national than the championship. And I think that just inspires more people to sort of see what we're doing, get re-engaged with us after a period, as you say, where we've been out and about at different stadiums and had our challenges. So, you know, for me, I think it's super exciting and it's going to be a huge weekend for us.
I like what you've done. I mean, you really have changed the place. I know a couple of Coventry fans, Doug. I used to work with them at Sky, and they are loving every minute of the months that you have taken over as owner. Having said that, Doug, of late, three defeats in your last four in the Championship, I think it is. You look at Ipswich riding high at the top on 89 points, and you've somewhat been cut adrift in eighth on 63. If you could swap with Ipswich and take their place at the top of the Championship and give them an FA Cup semi-final tomorrow, you know where I'm going with this, Mr. Doug King.
Yeah, I'd probably take you up on it. I mean, I love it's so romantic, and 37 years and everybody getting inspired again, and we're just rekindling people who've sort of gone away a bit, which is what the FA Cup does, which is why it's so fantastic. I think obviously our goal is to get out of the Championship, and as you rightly say, we came back after the international break. We won well away at Huddersfield, and then we slipped up, you know, at Cardiff, which was a tough one. And then we had a run of difficult ones. We took Leeds, and then we went a little bit off colour. And then, obviously, the Birmingham one was, well, maybe, yeah, it was a big game coming up, and we'll just gloss over that. But the reality is, in my view, we're still in it, to be fair. I think we'll see what happens this weekend, see how this works through. Everybody's dropping points everywhere, as we see at the top. And it's never over till it's over. And we've seen on the last day many, many twists and turns. So hopefully we can keep alive and keep our hopes alive into the last game of the season, and hope for Birmingham to do us a favour against Norwich, or, you know, West Brom slip up, or, you know, those type of things. So listen, but I would swap it, to be fair with you, because that's our goal. And once we get this club once out of the Championship, it re-establishes us for good or for a longer period, and that will be hugely welcome to what we can do at the club.
Doug, you might be changing that answer if you're in the final on Monday.
Honestly, the boys are going to be, you know, they went into Wolves. That was a huge game for them. They performed the best performance of the season. You know, we deserve to win that game. I know we won it very dramatically. Obviously, it's going to be a huge occasion. How you handle that occasion is everything, you know. And I know that Mark, having been, you know, he's been Wembley four times, the experience of 80, just to keep it balanced, ready, make sure you focus and don't let the occasion get ahead of you. They're all the things that will be pumped into them. And then it's down to the guys who I know can play at a huge level, and a bit of an extra 5-10% just on the occasion. And it might just be enough to get us where we want to go.
Doug, you're talking back to the Wolves game, which I thought you were quite magnificent in that match, the way you won it, particularly late on. And we look at Manchester United, and there's only one win in five for them. And for me, if I'm in the big club, I think there's been, okay, we expect to win. But if we go into the game casual, or we take off the foot off the gas for a moment, are you equipped to take advantage of that? Because I don't think this is an incredible Manchester United team here by any means.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that we're equipped, and I think it's how everybody just handles the situation and make sure that they remember, obviously, the game plans, and you just don't go loose, and it all, you know, you do things that you really don't want to be doing, and you get exposed, and you suddenly lose a game before you've even, you know, turned up. Mark and Ady are extremely experienced leadership team, and we've obviously got some players who played in huge games. You had your rights, been playing World Cups. You know, Liam Kitchen was in the playoff finals. Ben Chief played in the playoff final last year. So, you know, for me, they've been at Wembley. This will be something different, I feel, because it's the FA Cup semi-final. And I think that it will be unbelievably, you know, just crazy. But I think that we know what we've got to do. And we will absolutely give it 100% to try and obviously get to the final, which give us a chance to win the cup again.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to yesterday's Premier League action, and Luton's survival hopes took a big old blow after being tonked 5-1 home to Brentford. Whilst on TalkSport 2, Sheffield United are all but relegated, no surprise there, after losing 4-1 home to Burnley. Here's how we and you and all of us reacted to both of those matches.
Luton 1, Brentford 5. The narrative beforehand was if Luton won, they could climb out of the bottom three. The narrative at the end is they look doomed now, possibly to go down, and Brentford are pretty much safe.
A really difficult day. As good as Brentford were, I thought we were equally as bad. We still have an opportunity to be in the Premier League next season, and we don't want to give that up easily, and we're in this. Today was a bad day for us as a club, but like what we just said there, the teams above us, directly above us, are playing each other tomorrow. We're not going to be out of it this weekend. And it's important that we all remember that as well. You know, I'm the one who has to, I shoulder it. I'm the manager, and I've got to hold my hand up in that moment.
The full-time whistle goes, and Burnley are within striking distance of those above the relegation dotted line.
This far into the season, four games left, to have an opportunity to still do something, I think that's about right for us, and the team is probably at this moment in time having more belief than they've ever had this season, so we want to keep that momentum going.
Just one win in 15 before today for Vincent Kompany's side, but they've now put 9 goals past Sheffield United this season to push the Blades closer to the drop.
I mean, we should be 3-0 up at half-time. My team talk should have been completely different to the one I gave.
When the temperature goes up a little bit, I look round on that pitch and there ain't really many that are really stepping forward in those big moments to drag their team through it.
What we have as well is fighting spirit and players who are improving, so that always gives you a chance.
It exposes you and finds you out, and we're nearly there. We're nearly 3-0 up. We're nearly 1-0 up. We're nearly 2-0 up. We're nearly 3-0 up. Then all of a sudden, we don't deal with situations. You don't deal with situations defensively, right? Then you're gonna get exposed and punished.
Now, Goodmanson! Oh, within 10 seconds of coming on, he's got a fourth for Burnley!
I won't name names, but I think there was a few players out there that wanted to get out of there pretty quickly after the fourth went in.
It's all 3 points for Burnley, and their supporters will head back to Lancashire deliriously happy and believing that redemption may be theirs if they can sort something in the last four games of the season.
We have nothing to lose, we have no fear, we'll just go every game. If the other teams win, well done to them. But we focus on our own performances.
You know, when that red line comes and we're under it, but I think we all understand the situation, and I'm not being defeatist, I'm being a realist that the season really is gone.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
TalkSport Daily.
And we end with a bit of EFL chat as Leicester moved a step closer to promotion back to the Premier League with the 2-1 win over West Brom to go back on top of the table. It kick-started a busy old day across the TalkSport network.
Belfast, the high cross curled in, picked on by Vardy, brilliant save, but turned in by Wilfred Ndidi, and Leicester have the goal they were looking for, and that's a crucial goal for Leicester.
Here
is Yakuzlu inside the penalty area, challenged by Vardy, and the referee has given a penalty.
He is the master at this, Jamie Vardy.
Vardy, right-footed, he's hit the post, and Leicester's run of penalty success comes to an end. The cross high to the far post, nodded down brilliantly by Jamie Vardy, and it's a key goal for Leicester City once again from the veteran, and Vardy scores the goal which takes Leicester a long way back to the Premier League. And here is a chance for Wallace inside the penalty area, and he scored. Jed Wallace gives Albion hope, and that is it. Leicester City are back on top of the Championship. It's another significant step back towards the Premier League. And although the Foxes have been unconvincing once again, It is the mark of champions that they have got the 3 points. Leicester City 2, West Bromwich Albion 1.
Well, that's it for another podcasting thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. I'm back, as I said, today at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for my last Virgin show. And, of course, I'll be back on TalkSport tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent for the first drive time of the week. There will, of course, be another one of these out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.